Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners and the Management Learning Journal. This is a supplement to episode 105, where we discuss a two-part article by Alvin Guldner titled Cosmopolitans and Locals, Toward an Analysis of Latent Social Roles, published in consecutive issues of Administrative Science Quarterly in late 1957 and early 1958. This is our second episode covering Alvin Guldner, whose book Patterns of Industrial Bureaucracy we covered in episode 78. Now, the article Cosmopolitans and Locals introduces the concept of latent roles that at the time was overlooked by scholars, according to Guldner. Part one of the article provides the justification and theoretical proposition that sociologists before 1957 had solely focused on manifest roles. Manifest roles are those roles and role identities directly related to one's defined position in the organizational structure. Guldner introduces latent roles that comprise the complementary roles that members make salient, but are not officially recognized. Instead, managers and researchers might dismiss such roles as, quote, irrelevant, inappropriate to consider, or illegitimate to take into account, end quote, despite them being essential in the organization's social fabric. An example that we presented in our discussion arises during a hiring action when members of the organization might be expected to take applicants to dinner, in effect taking on a latent role of host and organizational representative. Playing the role serves not only to enhance the applicant's experience of seeking the job, but also to signal the desirability of the organization to other applicants. Now, Guldner used a study he conducted at a small private liberal arts college, conducted on a cooperative plan, as an application for his theory. What he found was that despite formal manifest roles, there was a significant difference in behaviors between those who were fully loyal to the organization and those whose commitment was to their expertise and communities of practice, and less so to the organization. And so, Guldner identified the former as locals and the latter as cosmopolitans. In part two of the article, Guldner presented an initial proposal for a taxonomy of four types of locals and two types of cosmopolitans as a way to kickstart the broader research agenda and deepen our understanding of latent roles. However, this groundbreaking study had some significant limitations, most notably that the separation between manifest and latent roles was at times not clear. In our conversation, we cover some of the different directions that later scholarship has offered to bring more clarity to the latent role construct. However, in terms of Guldner's aim of construct development and drawing attention to a long-running research gap, one can say that this article meant the mission was accomplished. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. We also thank the Management Learning Journal for their generous support and the support of our wonderful listeners. Thank you for listening and have a great day.